Satan is real. Evil is real. We know this to be just a truth of our faith, of Christianity. But there's even times where we can feel that it seems as if darkness is just chasing us. Our psalmist today, as well as our first reading from the book of Jeremiah, kind of speak into this. Our entrance antiphon today, as we celebrate the fourth Saturday of Lent, it says that the waves of death rose about me. We all know the feeling of standing in the shores of the ocean, embracing ourselves and having waves come and hit us, and we sink our feet deep in the sand, and you know, when the waves come, you gotta just really concentrate on bracing yourself so as not to get knocked over. And then you just look out in the distance and you see wave after wave after wave, and it's just this endless pursuit where you just need to continue to brace yourselves so as not to get knocked over. He goes on to say, pains of the netherworld surround me. Evil surrounds me. At times we can feel that, can't we? That we're just, it's almost like we're surrounded by this oppressive, discouraging spirit. Jeremiah today, or this 11th chapter of Jeremiah, says that he felt as if he was a lamb led to the slaughter. That those around him, as if they were hatching plots against him. I remember one of these times in my life where I felt like darkness was really chasing me was right when I made the decision to enter the seminary and begin studying for the priesthood. I just felt so attacked, more so than I ever had in my entire life, attacked by Satan, attacked by the evil one, where it was like this constant over the course of like 2-3 weeks of just this discouraging spirit. Like I just decided that I'm going to enter the seminary, and there was just this onslaught of the accuser whispering lies, of just crazy stuff happening, temptations. Not as if like the crazy stuff like books and, you know, pictures flying across the room and stuff, but it's just like this, as if something strange was happening, you know. And actually, I think it's First or Second Peter that talks to that point. Is sometimes we feel tempted so much that we will say something strange is going on here. That's what our psalmist is talking about, of feeling surrounded by evil. And this shouldn't surprise us when we have times in our lives like this, just with the constant reality of, as Christians, evil is real and Satan is real. Peter in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, searching for souls to devour. Paul elsewhere in Ephesians chapter 6 says, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but rather our struggle is against the powers of darkness, against spiritual foes, against spiritual forces of evil. And so Satan uses ordinary, frustrating events to harass believers. He doesn't want us to commune with God. He wants us to frustrate us. He wants to use scare tactics. And so even like the things going on today, you betcha like he's at work in this. You bet that he wants to frustrate, to harass us so as to have us turn from God, so as to have us think that God abandons. So sometimes, yeah, evil is real. Satan is real. And sometimes even like we can feel that darkness chases us. When those times do come about where we feel like we're almost even surrounded by evil, there's a couple things that's important for us to do. I just want to name three here real quick. First thing is to vocalize it. When you feel especially tempted, you feel especially like this spirit of discouragement upon you, say it out loud. There is great value in Satan keeping things in darkness. And if we just vocalize it, we call a friend, we call a priest, or even if we don't tell anyone, we just say it out loud, God casts light upon the darkness there. And so there's great benefit of just vocalizing what it is that's going on internally, saying it out loud. Second thing is to use Jesus' name. In our gospel today, In John chapter 7, the guards were to go and arrest Jesus and bring him back to the Pharisees. They come back without Jesus, and the Pharisees are like, what's going on? Where is he? And they said, never before has anyone spoken like that man. There's power in Jesus. There's power in his name. So just invoking his name when we're tempted, feeling that we're surrounded by evil, that is as if something's even crazy is going on. Even if we just say his name over and over again, Jesus, 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 or in Jesus' name, the power of Jesus' name, I cast out the spirit of whatever. And the third thing is to remember that to whatever extent that we do feel darkness is chasing us, God is allowing it. God is above all. He's more powerful than evil. Evil's got no chance. But so whatever evil that is around, if the devil is prowling around us, it's only because God's allowing it, and he can just flip a finger and he's gone, because God is, he's the only, he created Satan. And so just remember of that God's allowing evil to happen so that he can bring good from it and so that he is more powerful. Those are three important things here and steps when we feel chased by evil. And so, but he, yeah, Satan is real. Evil is real. And sometimes we are chased. We feel like we're chased by darkness, but it is the Lord that we turn to take refuge in, because it is him who crushed Satan, and it's him who cast light upon darkness.